That is Nirgun. The gun that can never be opposed with so much force in every way, so much goodness, so much force, so much intellect in any way. It is the supreme. It can never be challenged. The challenge is to misconceive. The whole basis of any challenge of that way, that is mere misconception. Because consciously, none venture to oppose that and lose his everything. So it is misconception upon salvation.
A devotee
comes to be devotee. When a devotee wants to become a yogi, he is not proper devotee. But a yogi, when he is leaving the yoga and trying to enter into devotion, at that time may be sin. But when a yogi, when a devotee comes to be a yogi, then he is coming down, bottom.
But devotion is
falling. He is falling. What is the difference between yogi and devotee? What do you think? The difference? Yogi nama visadvesan madgati nantaratmana. The highest acme of knowledge is to self-surrender, surrender to the Supreme. And in the yogi, tapasya bhudhiko yogi, jnani bhupi matudhiko, kormi bhaschadhiko yogi, tasmat yogi bhavarjana. But yogi nama visadvesan madgati nantaratmana sraddhavan adu sraddha. In the devotional school, the primary necessity is sraddha. This yogi, ultimately, after so many feasts, they have come to the plane of that sraddha. Sraddhavan, bhajate jo man, swami yuktatamo mata. Then he is recognized as to be the highest. Otherwise not. Nahaṁ vidhi no tavasa no dāne no vijaya. Sakri bhaṁ vidhar śrīśnīya. And Devasya also says, Yamādhivī yogapathī kāmalobha hatu muhu mukunda sevaya jadvattata dhātmā nasamati. You can consider the negative side, that by yama, niyam, all these practices, we can stop, we can get relief from the hands of our enemies, that kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, that is only temporary. Devarshi Narad says in Bhagavatam, yamadivir yogapathai, by pranayama and other processes, we can acquire temporary control over our senses, but not permanent. And by bhakti, and whatever we get, that is permanent. Kamalu hatu muhu mukunda sevaya jagvat tathad hatmana parmat. And also in Ajami Lupakham, Kresit kevalaya bhakta vasudiva parayana agam dhundanti kasne nanyara muvaskara. Only by a very drop of devotion, one can do away all that is necessary for penances, to get out of the mood of doing mischief to the environment. But the yoga or the repentance and other processes of getting out of the sinful mentality, that is for all temporary. For the time being, it may help in controlling the negative propensities, not permanent. But what we acquire from the higher plane, that is Shraddha, that is a permanent progress. That never, neha bhikkhamuna sasti pattava yurna vidyati sarpamak pasya dharmasya tayati mahatu vaya. That's karma yoga, the proper basis of devotion, karma yoga, to give up the fall and as a duty to take up the work. That is the basis of bhakti. Karmanni vaharikara, mahapadesha. Only it is not karma yoga, it goes yukta asita matpara. It is meant for me. Don't go to capture the result of your duty. That is meant for me. It is mine. And you are also mine. So, you are mine. So, what you can produce, that is also mine. And don't try to escape from that happy consideration. Happy prospect of you. This way, that way. Think that I am absolute good. No apprehension will be there. Absolute good. I am autocrat, but I am good. A guardian, good guardian, can rule the subordinate child. Minus. He knows my best interest more than myself, more than I know. So such sort of noble thinking must come within us. Not only we must disbelieve ourselves, at the same time we have to put faith in some higher object. Then we can go to the line of Vaishnava. Helplessness in one's own self, but no faith to be put to anywhere. That is Mayava. No faith in our present life, and at the same time no faith outside also. But the Vaishnava, they have no faith in their own present self, but they have caught, they cannot leave away the faith, such a holy and noble thing. They seek where to put faith, and find, yes, we can put faith with the Absolute, which is this, and it is reality. It is reality, it is not concoction, not a dream. That he comes to realize, coming in connection with sadhu, first by Sukriti, then by Shraddha. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
In order to develop Shraddha among the public, if you do some...
If one has got developed faith in him, then he will be in a position to develop it amongst the public, according to his capacity. He does not know what is faith. How can he spread it to others? Bharat bhumita haida manushya janmaya janma sarthak kari kara parapoka sahana asiddha katham anyam sadhait. When one is flooding under ignorance, how can he will be able to remove others' ignorance? What he can do with considerable faith under the guidance of higher person. If he has got faith, partial faith, with partial faith he can begin work under the guidance of the faith of a grown-up faith.
Mahaprabhu was doing some places something like that, Mahaprabhu?
Yes, what?
He shown the Murari Gupta, the form of Ramchandra.
Yes.
So many ways, some places.
Ramchandra, Krishna Chandra, very akin. in the same plane, are different types, but plane is same, almost.
But by showing only Murari Gupta got more faith on him, before he was...
More faith?
Mahaprabhu.
Yes, but still, he could not remove himself from the circle of service to Ramchandra. There. But some connection he got about Mahaprabhu. But still he's sticking to the service of Ramchandra. And that was one of the father of Jiva Goswami, Anupam. He had also a similar case. Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami tried their best to take their brother in the service of Krishna. Paramodhu Madhur Vajendra Kumar. But he prayed to them, no, if you have grace in me, please bless me that I can engage myself more and more closely towards the Saiva Ramchandra. I can't come away from that, just like Hanuman. Srinathi Janaki Nathi Abhidhi Paramatma Tathavi Mahasat Vashrat Ramak Kamalochana. Not only here, but in Krishna Lila also. The Vatsalyaras people, they can't come from there to join Madhudrasa. Or the friend section, they cannot come out there to join Vatsalyarasa. And this way, Jajai Rasai Vaya Sadbhuttam. But that is the differentiation in the positive world. Not much harm. But they are in the positive. But there is gradation in the amongst the sadhvitas in the positive. But still that is something, that is not nothing or nothing, that is not illusory something. But that is something. That is nirguna. But nirguna has got also different intensity in the way, and according to the intensity, different type of rasa quality also differentiate. Intensity, not only quantity or quality, there is quality also.
Srila Maharaj, there are yogis and jnanis there also in the Absolute?
There?
And nirguna, in Golok?
No. Yogi Jnani, not nirguna.
Now, in Goloka there are yogis.
Yogi Jnani, they naturally may come to Brahmaloka, not further. That is within the passport area, Yogi Jnani. But when it comes in connection with devotion, then the visa begins. This is this side, Yogi Jnani. This is higher up to Tapas Jano Satyaloka. Then at their highest end to get Nirvana. San Brahma Nirvana, Yogi Paramatma Nirvana, Ishwar Sajujya. Paramatma, Jivatma, one and same. The Gani Nirvana, rather, all the Nirvana, the oneness with the all accommodating conception. And the Yogi Nirvana with all pervading conception, Paramatma, Anuranyam. As much as we shall analyze, within that the Lord is there. Whatever small, within that the Lord is there. He is everywhere. He is accommodating everything, and he is residing in everything. The yogi, they inquire after the Paramatma, who is within everything. That side, that aspect. And the Gyani, they are all accommodating sphere, the everything coming from the circumference. A yogi, the center, something like that. But that is within this mic area. And when they reach their highest goal, they think themselves one with them. Sajujya Mukti. But with Shraddha, we can cross that land and enter into the land of devotion that is more subtle and more tasteful and more, what is in your hand? This not place. Mala.
No.
Do you find it? Follow.
But there are such
yogis. There is within Brahmaloka.
There
is Aroha Pantha, climbing up. By the gist of their own force, own power, climbing up, ascending method. The yogi jnani ascending method is the subject, and all around is objective world, is the subject. And with Shraddha, we have to enter into the super subjective world with the spirit of service. New life begins there, and that comes from within. That is more subtle than the yogi and the jnani can expect them or can feel them to be.
Are there any yogis and jnanis who have acquired visa to enter?
If they feel in any, generally, it is not possible to dissuade them from their object. They are firm there. But powerful, if they meet powerful devotee, then they can be just as Sukadev. Anyhow, coming in contact with his devotee father Vasudev, he was taken in from the jungle with some shloka infused, the new idea. And he says, from that goon I have come to Shagun, Brahmagyan. In the case of Vidura Mangal, we find, in any way, with some wonderful interference, they come back from that plane to the plane of the devotee. That is very particular and special case. But generally, the current they catch, take them to the Nirvana.
What about Durvasa Muni?
Paramatma Nirvana and the Paramatma, this Brahma Nirvana and the Paramatma Nirvana.
Durvasa Muni.
Durvasa, yes.
He was a yogi, but he had entrance to Vaikuntha. He could go
that
there.
That is not that Vaikuntha. Uh-huh. That is just as an Indian can see American consul in Delhi. Uh-huh. Like that.
That's for the trip?
In Brahmanda. In Brahmando, there is Kirodasai avatar, and he met there, and not Vaikuntha proper. Bhu Vaikuntha rather, that is known as Bhu Vaikuntha. That is America's ambassador house.
Embassy.
It's actually here in India. He met that here, America means there.
Yeah.
Something like that. Bhu Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha extended here in a particular place, like Kirodha Samudra. There, sometimes there, under the guidance of Brahma and Shiva, the gods are also meeting there, Narayana, and they are making petition that by the Uttacharki, by the cruel dealings of the demons.
Yeah.
We have driven from the this heaven, and we are undergoing so many pains. You come to relieve us in this way. We are going to Vishnu. That is in Bhu Vaikuntha, not Vaikuntha proper.
Yeah.
The Chatushram, they can go. They are Santarasa Bhakta from Satyalu. Sometimes they can go to have darshan of Narayana, and then come to Satyaloka. No attraction for this world, but a small attraction for Vaikuntha, some that borderline, they have some passport to cross the borderline to go to some and then to go back, come back. That sort of a, he got a passport. The Chatushan had got some.
Is Jesus Christ considered a Vaishnava or a yogi? Would you consider him a great yogi? Because he performed many mystical yogic tricks like walking on water.
Oh, that is another thing. Now, he was a devotee, but he performed only to attract some attraction of the public. He showed some miracles. That Mahaprabhu also did sometimes. He embraced Sanatana Goswami. The body was purified like anything. The whole troubles over his body, so many itches and the oozing, the pus oozing, that was immediately. There was one Kushtha Vipra in Sri Kudmam, a devotee. He was with the leprosy of the extreme type. And he was very eager to have darshan of Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu went away, and that man fell senseless. Oh, Mahaprabhu came, and he did not give me darshan. And Mahaprabhu went away about a mile, and he ran from that place and they embraced that Kushti Vipra Vasudi. And that person was cured, not only, but a good figure, beautiful figure. That's immediate. There is another. Then also, this Amogha was dying of cholera. And Mahaprabhu touched him, Ujjaha Amogha. In this way. And then Advaita Purusa son Gopal also. One Bodhacharya, one Bodha scholar. He was an acharya of the many disciples in Andhra Pradesh. He had a great discussion with Mahaprabhu. And they managed to offer some Mahaprasadam to Mahaprabhu. But really there was some meat or other fiddly things. But a big bird suddenly came and took the pot and the thala, what do you say?
Plate.
And that plate was thrown into the head of the acharya and he fell
unconscious.
And the disciples surrounding him began to wail. Then Mahaprabhu, you see, say Krishna, 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 your acharya will come up. And they did so, and the acharya came up. All these things, many things Mahaprabhu told. That is from that plane to attract ordinary people. Sometimes they show to the foolish people that sort of something like miracle.
The gopis, the previous birth, they say that one. I had the Ramavatar, they were all Maharshis, and they got desire to.
The original group is always eternal, but some foreigners are also allowed to join their subordinate group. Subordinate group. The Suti, the Dandakaranya Rishi, by their special prayer, they are taken in. When they accepted that gopi mentality, gopi bhajan, with most earnestness, and they are allowed, they got siddhi by the grace of the Lord, and they are allowed to enter there. By the grace of Ramchandra, the Muni, and the Shruti, also by their prayer, it was heard by Krishna and taken in. may join. At the same time, Lakshmi Devi from Vaikuntha, she can't enter into that area. So, through particular process one can attend, and not taking his own particular position he can enter. But he must accept the change, the process, and must accept the change. And then anyone may change and then.
Definitely there are some process.
The inner self is there and the outer encasement must vanish, and then one will find that he is gopi, and he would find necessarily I am in that plane, and her duty also, her or his duty, he may be the inner type of thing, may be a sakha or sakhi or bachelors or servants in many stages of service, and according to his inner acquaintance he will go there.
Then this eternal Golok. Eternal Golok.
Eternal Golok, Vaikuntha Golok. Some may be stopped in Vaikuntha also in the service of Narayana, Lakshmi Narayana, and some may be stopped in Ajodhya as servitors of Ramchandra.
When Krishna 5000.
Some may be as within, some may reach up to Dwarka, some to Mathura, some to Vrindavan, and they are very different orders of servitors. The tradition is there.
Yes.
What is the difference between Satyaloka and Tapaloka?
Tapaloka, the penance is principal. Then that is Tapaloka. And Satyaloka, the Sattva-guna in its highest form, self-abnegation in the highest form, Sattva-loka. And then, above Sattva-loka, on the other side of Brahma-loka, there is Shiva-loka and Vaikuntha-loka. Subtler and more subtle conception. From misconception to proper conception. These are all stages. When is avoiding misconception and going to proper conception. And in the proper conception area, there is also different gradation according to the degree of sacrifice he can accommodate within him. The quality and the quantity, both.
So Sattva-loka, is that
just as here, according to one's knowledge and one's energy, ignorance and science and science, and then energy more or less, so many variegated creation we find. But ultimately, some knowledge and some ignorance.
Yeah.
So variegated. So there also, service of different quality, both quantity and quality, according to that classification, according to quality, classification, gradation, infinite.
Are Brahma-loka and Satya-loka the same?
Brahma-loka proper, that is the abscissa, no man's land. Ajitya Mukti, sound sleep when one loses his own individual identification, such stage of the soul, for some long time. That is not permanent, but for a long time he will have to sleep a sound slumber. Brahmaloka. Vimukti Mamino, the things that we are in the highest stage of life. Vimukti Mamino. Atyajastabhavada Vishuddha Buddhaya. But because they do not find any attraction for the higher thing, they will have to come back ultimately again in this world. They cannot catch the opposite current, then this current will again bring him down. But for the time being, for a long period, he will, if you may say so, enjoy the sound sleep.
Srila Sridhar Swami, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, in the 20th chapter, Sanatana Goswami is speaking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, E mata brahmanda madhye sabara parakash. Sapta dvipe narakande yanhara vilas.
I have already told that the Kilo Gosai, this Mandar in Badrinaran, in the American Consul, in Delhi, in Calcutta, in provinces, in this way, here and there.
Same thing.
So here also, God sends his representation of different types in different places. So here, the Mandari Madhusudan, and somewhere this, somewhere that avatar, somewhere another avatar in this way, perhaps it is mentioned there.
Maharaj, when our Guru Maharaj was translating Bhagavat, there was some conversation with yourself regarding the sun and the moon. The moon is closer or the sun is closer?
I showed one direction. That is not in consideration of physical distance, but I think it would be better the distance of influence. Influence. Just as we may see in the political, Russia is nearer to India than America, than Pakistan. Pakistan is very near, close by. But we may say that Russia is nearer to India than Pakistan. Well, how? The nearness calculation of the friendly relation or influence. So I'd like to say that we may take in that, not in physical distance. Sun's influence over the earth is first, next that of moon, next that of Mars. In this way, perhaps we may proceed. I give some hint in that direction. If we are challenged, we may take this course. but my ultimate basis of argument is that it is subjective. It is like a hypnotizer. As the Lord showed Sukadeva Goswami at that time, he described like that. He might have showed that sort of to anyone and everyone, and sometimes one in particular, and it is in his hand. Subjective control. Not the object will control us to see a thing, but the subject, as he likes, he can make us feel like a hypnotizer. That is my view. So everything can be explained. The higher sphere is controlling us to see anything. A man here, oh, you see me, I am this. The another man won't see. The subjective control, like that of a hypnotizer. Visual darshan in Bhagavad Gita. What is it? Arjuna, you see this, I am so and so. And Arjuna, you see that? I can't see it more. Yes, I am closing. So that not that the object is controlling the experience of the subject, but the super subject is controlling the experience of the lower subject. That is my understanding. Everything is controlled by the higher. Urdhva mulam adhasrako asattham prahurabhyam. The root is above, not from the fossil. The fossil will control me to see him, fossil there always. Not such base law, such mean law, I am ready to accept.
If some argument comes, what we can give the moon? How we can explain it?
How?
If some argument comes, how we defy that moon is near?
Moon is near?
Yes.
Moon, not in the physical measurement of distance.
Yes.
But influence. The greatest influence, in the line of influence, sun is the nearest to earth. And in the line of influence, moon is the next. And so on. Otherwise, Swami Maharaj, he pointed out to the West that in every nation we find Sunday, Monday, this, that order. Why that? Why that? The Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, in this way the order, it is found in every nationality almost. There must be something.
They say it's because God created the world in seven days.
Yes?
The Christians say that the reason why it's Sunday then Monday is because God created the world in 6 days and then he had to rest.
And still, why sun passed?
They have no
sun
answer.
Sun had God's most intimate connection with earth, near. But near in what respect? Nearest from the standpoint of influence. The greatest influence sun has got, the sun, ray, heat, that is nearest to the earth. In intensity, in influence. It has got greatest hold over this earth, the sun. So sun is nearest. Sun means not that lump, but sun means sun's ray, sun's heat, light. So nearest, nearest to the, that is more influence the sun has got over the earth, first and next the moon. That is also we can experience. Nearest. The second influence over the earth, the moon has got. And the Mars, we are told, in physical sense also nearest to the earth. Some sort of that influence must imbibe. Heart to imbibe.
When we talk about influence, when we talk about influence, whether we won't become like Mayavadi?
What Mayavadi?
Because we are not giving much importance for the deity, only influence we are giving.
The influence is also matter. It is also material. The light, heat, that is material thing. And here I am not talking about the spiritual. But it is material, only subtle, or that is electricity, more powerful than any force ever found. But that is far away, hitherto. Now it is found that it is very near.
Our Swami Maharaj said that the astronauts, they did not go to the moon, but they might have gone to the planet Rahu.
It may not be Rahu, but it may be that they are misguided in their way of calculation, the method of calculation. Not that moon. That moon. That moon which has got the influence over the heart, not that moon.
there's more than one moon?
Huh?
There's more than one moon?
That may be. Many moons there may be, and even so, an infinite number of moons there may be. Moon, there is some pindo which is getting light from the sun and focusing that to another material body. That is moon.
Hmm. Is the
Upagraha. Earth has got this moon, and there is another method of calculation. It is all relative. That sun is there. If we consider sun to be fixed, then moon and other planets are moving in a particular way.
Mm.
But if we don't consider sun to be the center, if I consider that polar star to be the center, and then how the planets are moving, I take a photo, then what will be the effect? Sun moving, this moving, this moving, this moving. And then from that consideration, that this moon may not be some planet to this earth. This movement is this describing the path. That will be another thing. The earth's way another, sun's way another. But because we fix the sun as the center, we take the picture, we find that this is moving around, this is moving around. But if the center is changed, the movement, accordingly, then a new picture, a chaotic order will come in the calculation.
Understand?
Do you follow?
Yes.
You understand?
I'm going to get him. Do you follow?
Huh?
I want to push the button.
What do you say? Do you follow?
Theory.
So, then what is the original point?
The relative. In dynamic also, we have to learn of these things, the dynamic. Suppose, there was an example also, that one ship moving, and there is the mast, and ant is climbing up the mast.
Yeah.
And the climbing up the what is the resultant of the mast? The ant.
Mm.
It is moving. The earth is moving, and the ship also moving, and the ant is also moving.
Mm.
So what will be the real locus of the path of the ant?
Mm.
So in this way, in relation to the earth or relation to the sun, so it will vary, no location. So according to the center, so many moving, and according to the center we can check out some way. If the center is removed, then the photo, the line of movement will be different. Remove the center, then your photo of the path described by them, that will cannot but be different. So the sun with this, the whole solar system is moving around this polar star. Polar star, Dhruva. Because Dhruva and the Prithivi, Dhruva and this earth, polar star and the earth, almost continue the same position. So, if polar star we take as the center, the earth will seem to be standstill.
Mm.
And the sun and other planets are moving.
Mm.
So, if one says the earth is not moving, we can't discard it. Because if we take the solar star, earth maintaining same position always, the earth is fixed. Though moving, everything is moving, but in that relativity, two trains parallel going, and that window and this window, man, equal speed, Their position is unchanged.
Not moving.
Not moving.
Yeah.
So all relative.
So no end.
No end. So only standpoint varies. So sun, not only that globe, what is we don't know, but sun's rays, sun's heat, that is very near that, more having the most influence over the earth. So sun is described as nearer to the earth. And the next, moon's influence in, on the earth. Then moon, then the Mars, in this way. Let them calculate in what respect they have got more influence accordingly over the earth. Let the scientists invent, discover, and then to come to challenge to us. And this is somewhat related, mundane. But my stand is an extreme cause, that the subject, he is controlling to see this lower subject. Higher subject is regulating the lower subject, what to see, what to not see. And not the objective, fixed objective world, that is controlling this year. I heard that very recently one French scientist discovered that the color is not on the, not outside, but it is in the eye. In our also creation, Sankhya philosophy, that it is coming, the Panchatam Matra, then it is bifurcated as eye, as light, and as color. The sun, the light,